Former Secretary of State Colin Powell died earlier today of complications from COVID-19. The four-star general was the first black Secretary of State in U.S. history, serving from 2001 to 2005 under former President George W. Bush. Let's take you live tonight to John Alterman, Director of the Middle East Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. John, as you know, Powell was also the Joint Chiefs Chairman for former President George H.W. Bush. But I suppose beyond the positions that he held, what can we say about this man that made him an incredible leader and really quite an inspirational presence?
You know, I've been shocked at my LinkedIn feed is full of pictures, not only of people who felt they were moved by Colin Powell, but so many people had pictures of themselves with Colin Powell. He was the kind of person that if you were in the room with him, you knew he was in the room. He made people feel differently. He inspired people. He had a way of inspiring thousands of people at once. And I think there are a lot of people who can win over a room. I'm not sure there are many people who can think about what they can do that will get beyond the room, that will make thousands of people say, this really means something for me. I've never personally met somebody who did it as well as he did.
It just so happens that Bob Woodward of the Washington Post interviewed Powell in July, and these quotes are just coming up on my phone here. He says, I've got multiple myeloma cancer and I've got Parkinson's disease, but otherwise I'm fine. Don't feel sorry for me, for God's sakes. I'm 84 years old. I haven't lost a day of life fighting these two diseases. I'm in good shape. And again, his approach to life is very much reflected in those comments and maybe told us something about ourselves, our strengths, our weaknesses, and so forth.
And he always argued that optimism is a force multiplier. He insisted on it. And he elicited optimism from people. It's hard to walk away from a meeting with Colin Powell and not feel, A, he had respected you, and B, with his respect, you could do something that maybe you didn't think you could have done before.
But it was Colin Powell who addressed the world from the United Nations and said there was intelligence Iraq had weapons of mass destruction as a rationale for going to war in 2003. It will forever be considered a blemish on his reputation. From your study of this over the years, what happened?
You know, I was in the State Department at the time, and I was skeptical of the Iraq War. But here's something that I think people forget. It was such a disorienting time after 9/11. And it was in that time that it was uncertain what world we were in, let alone what world we were going toward. And there were some people who said, this is what happened. This is the answer. This is what we'll do. And it's very hard to beat certainty with uncertainty. I mean, the fact is, at the time we decided to go into Iraq, you could have gathered everybody who had written a book about Iraq in English around my dining room table. There were five people who had written a book about Iraq in English we didn't know. It was hard with that low level of knowledge to say the people who said, this is absolutely what will happen. We will do this. They will do this. It was hard to push back. And I think Colin Powell atypically said, you know, the president has all the information. The president's made a call. I'm not sure enough to leave over it. And I think in retrospect, when he saw how things played out, he probably wished he did.
But you may remember watching that day. I remember it. I'm not saying I'm somehow smarter than the average viewer, but I got the sense I was like, what is this guy saying? And why is he saying this? I didn't fully believe him, almost as if he had been given orders as a service member and was carrying them out, but it wasn't in his heart and in his soul.
You know, again, I was in government. My sense was that there must have been something, you know, just beyond that we hadn't been shown yet, that he must have known something that we didn't know. And as I said, there were people, I mean, Dick Cheney, the vice president, went over to the CIA and was dealing with analysts personally, working all the information. This was something that a lot of very senior people in government had put a lot of time into. And there were people who were considered to be thoughtful people who said, this is a slam dunk case, including the director of the CIA.
Just a few seconds left, and I don't want to leave only a few seconds left for recollections of General Powell, but he did bring Washington together, at least for a day here. He seems to be one of the few figures that can do that. We are otherwise so polarized, we're going to argue about everything, it seems.
And I'll tell you, one thing that he often did is at the end of a meeting, he would turn to a junior staffer in the room and he'd say, what do you think? And I'll tell you, I've spoken to people right after that meeting. It made their year, it made their career to have Colin Powell look at him straight in the eye and say, what do you think about it? And he made you believe that you could make a difference.
Sure, appreciate hearing from you tonight, John. Thank you.
Thank you.
John Alterman, Director of the Middle East Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.